Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf dalit. We're going to start on Gimel on the base, five lines from the bottom of the Amud. We're in the middle of a very exciting sugya. Well, the Gemara told us yesterday that when it comes to Hilcha Shmita, it doesn't start from the beginning of the seventh year from Rosh Hashanah. It already starts earlier than that. No, how much earlier? So the Gemara said yesterday that Min HaTorah, based on Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai, your normal regular trees, your normal regular fields, you're allowed to go and plow and work in until 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, which means until Rosh Chodesh El. Vosef is 30 days. Where did we take that from? The Gemara said we learned it from Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. It's Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai that we've already learned a number of times, particularly in Masechta Sukkah and in Tanis. That's about eight lines from the bottom of the Omid, that Reb Asi Reb Yochan Mishem Reb Nechunya Ish Bakas Beis Chortzon Eser Netiyos Arova Venisa Chamayim Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. Eser Netiyos means 10 brand new saplings. What's the Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai? That because they are young saplings, you have to allow them to have as much nourishment, plowing, fertilizing, etc., as long as possible. Otherwise, they're going to go and die. It's right before Shemitah, one full year of not working them at all, good chances by the end of the year they will no longer exist. And therefore the Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai is that you're allowed to go and do all the work in the garden, in the field, until 5 minutes before Lechtzin on Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, the Gemara was Medayik, that a zakena meaning an older tree, not just a young sapling, the Halacha is 30 days before you have to go and stop doing all work in the field. That's Min HaTorah based on this Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. And then the Gemara said, in the times of Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel, they made a takana that when it comes to the stay Elon until Atzeres, until the stay Lavan is until Pesach, which means stay Elon if you had an orchard, already from Shavuos time, stop working in the field in the sixth year. Same thing, stay halavan if you have a field of grain. You're allowed to work in the sixth year until Pesach, but after Pesach, that's it, boys. Can't work in the field, even though it's back in the sixth year, it's not in the seventh year. And then eventually the Gemara said that Ram Gamliel came along, and he was mevatel that halacha of Ada Pesach v'yad ho'atzeres. We're going to talk about that more in another couple of minutes. But in the meantime, the Gemara asks five lines from the bottom of the Amid. You're telling me that there's Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai from Rav Nechunya Ish Bakas Beis Chortzon Eser Netiyos. It's Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. Right, the Gemara, Kroininu, Secha Pasik. Where's the Pasik? Here it says, Nan, on the side it says, Tanya, Bechorish Uvakotzir Tishbois. Now, the beginning of the Pasik is talking specifically the Gabi Shabbos. The Sheshes Yom Tasa Malacha V'Yoyim Hashvi Tishbois V'Chorish U'V'Kotzir Tishbois. When you learn the Pasuk on the surface, it sounds like we're talking about Hilchos Shabbos, because the first part of the Pasuk is talking about Sheshes Yom Tasa Malacha V'Yoyim Hashvi Tishbois. Clearly that's talking about Shabbos. And then it continues on V'Chorish U'V'Kotzir Tishbois. However, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel that we're going to see in a moment are concerned about the fact that why would the Torah go and enumerate specifically two out of the Lamed Tes Malachas? After all, in addition to Harisha and Ktira, you have Zeria, and you have Ksiva, and you have Shechita, and you have Kishira, so many other Malachas.
Weren't there two things that were only Doraisa, two acts of...
Which you're referring to yesterday's Gemara.
Yes.
Actually, there were four altogether, the Zeria, the Zimur, and the Ktsira, and the Btsira. Right. The reason why you're saying two is because Zimur is considered to be like a tolda of Zeria, mm-hmm. and Btsira is like a tolda of Ktsira. The point that you're making is very, very well taken. That's Hilchos Shmita. At the moment, we're focusing on Hilchos Shabbos. And Hilchos Shabbos, there are 39 malachas. In fact, there's a Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, I believe it's Ayin Gimel, or around there, that enumerates every one of the 39. You're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to go and plow, you're not allowed to go and harvest, and you can't go and winnow, and you can't go and chew. There are
yes.
tons and tons of malachas. So why would the Torah isolate these two, Bechorish and Bechotzer, Tishbais? Because of this question, Rebbe Akiva says it's not talking about Shabbos. Even though on the surface, the first half of the pasuk is certainly talking about Shabbos. Sheshiyomim tasa malacha v'yem mishmi tish boys, certainly talking 6 days you work, seventh day you rest. That's certainly Shabbos. But the final part of the pasuk says Rebbe Akiva is talking about Shemitah. Rebbe Akiva oimer ein tzarech loimar chorish v'katsu shoshviyas. It doesn't have to tell us Hilchos Shemitah in the seventh year itself. Why? Shehari kvar nema, this is a pasuk. Sod choloi sizra v'char mecholoi sizmar. Very clear. No doing malacha in the field in the seventh year. So, Ibazoi, what is this Chorish Vekotze coming to tell you? Ela Chorish al Erev Shvius, Shenichnas Lishvius, Vekotze shel Shvius, Shiyotze Lemetzoi Shvius. It's coming to tell you that even in Erev Shvius, in other words, in the sixth year, you're not allowed to do certain malachas in the field. And for that matter, the harvesting of the Shemitah in the eighth year, many halachas attached to it. As we know, the Hilchois produce of Shemitah are not only those things which are actually cut and harvested in Shemitah year. If they grew in Shemitah year and you went and cut it in the eighth year, again, depending on which fruit or which vegetable or which particular species, many of them will have Shemitah produce attached to them, all the Hilchoi Shemitah. Ah, so that's what I learned from the Chorish of the Kotzer Tishbois, that there's a din of Shemitah already in the sixth year. That being the case, Frank Timara, what do I need a locha l'moish v'sinai for? According to Rabbi Akiva, I have a pasuk. That's the Gemara's kasha. But before we get to the Teretz, the Gemara concludes the discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Who's Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel Aymer? No. The pshat in the pasuk is talking about Shabbos. It's not talking about Shemitah. Then you're going to tell me, why does the Torah isolate these two and say, Chorish v'kotzer tishbois? Because it's not coming to tell you an isur or a chumrah, it's coming to tell you a heter. What heter? So, Rabbi Shmuel, ma chorish rishus av kotzer rishus. Just like when we talk about chorish being osur on Shabbos, there is never a case of a charisha l'shem mitzvah. All charishas, by definition, are done for people and for communities to be able to go and plow their fields and to be able to eat and to be able to make money and to be able to survive. But none of them involved dvar mitzvah. Katzir, too, the only time that the Torah asers and prohibits going and doing katzira on Shabbos, if it's similarly the type which is a rishus, not l'shei mitzvah. Yot, this comes to exclude katzira oimer shei mitzvah. When do we do katzira oimer? Katzira oimer is done matzoi yontif harishin of Pesach. Yontif harishin of Pesach always falls out on the 15th. Of 15th of Nisan. The first day of Chol HaMoed is the 16th of Nisan. What happens if the first day of Pesach falls out on Friday, and now it's Matzah, first day of Pesach, and now it's Shabbos? I have to do the Ketiras Oimer because I have to bring the Karban Oimer the next day to be Matir all of the Tvuah throughout Eretz Israel. Can I do it at Shabbos? That's what the pasuk is coming to tell you. The Chodesh uvekotzer tishbois, the only type of shvisas malacha that you're not allowed to do, aktsira, is aktsira which is doime to harisha. That just like harisha is always a rishus, there's never a harisha l'shei mitzvah. Aktsira also, it's only osur if it's rishus. But if it's a shei mitzvah, aktsira is oimer, mutalach, you're allowed to go and do that aktsira on Shabbos.
You're allowed to do Ketzira on Shabbos?
Ketzira Sa'imer.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're talking about. So you're allowed to do Ketzira Sa'imer on Shabbos. Anyway, again, getting back to the original kasha. The original kasha was Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai. We said that there's a din of pre-Shemitah Isurim that are 30 days old based on this Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai of Esther the Tzioris. But according to Rabbi Akiva, I have a pasuk B'Chodesh V'Kotze Tishbois, which tells us already in the sixth year. Ever the Gemara, Elom Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Ki Gemiri Hilchasa L'Mishrei Yalda, Kroy L'Meser Zekeino. Says the Gemara, no kasha. The Pasuk is talking about, start again, the Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai is talking about a Yalda, Yalda meaning these Esther Netios, these 10 young saplings, that you're allowed to go and do all the Avodos in the field until the final moment right before Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Loch of Mashiach comes to tell you. And the Pasuk B'chorish V'kot T'Tishbois, according to Rav Akiva, is coming to tell you by those that are not young saplings, but are older, more mature trees, and for that matter, fields in which you are growing Tua. For those you cannot do the avoid until the last moment, there you have to go and be maktim at least 30 days into the pre-Shmita year, into Shishas. Okay, sounds good. This is talking about the Yalda, this is talking about the Skena. Zoktimar, this teretz doesn't work, because we keep in the Hilchas HaLamishra Yalda, La Memeva Zekena Asira. Why would we have to have a Halach HaLamishra Asira to be Matir? After all, the sixth year is not Shemitah. The sixth year is the sixth year. So why do I try to have to go and tell us Halach HaLamishra Sinai? You can go and plow in that field until the final moments, 2 minutes before Lechtzin of Rosh Hashanah. What are you talking about? It's the sixth year. Well, why can't I go and do work? Do I need a pasuk in the Torah, Halach HaLamishra Sinai, that I'm allowed to work this coming Tuesday morning? Why not? There's no Yom Tov, there's no special Chag. What would be the problem? Therefore, if there's Halach HaLamishra Sinai to be matir, to permit working in the field of a yald of the Esther, the Tiyos, it must be the inferences that if it's an older tree, then in fact that it's Asur. And that's why the Gemara says, this teretz doesn't hold water. So again, Elamar of Nachma Yitzhak, Gemira Hilchas HaLamishra Yalda, comes to be matir, a young tree, the Esther, the Tiyos, Kroy the Mesers, Kenneth, coming to Asur, the older tree. If the Halach of the Mishina is coming to be matter, the young trees, La Mamela Zkena Asira, can't I understand on my own, based on simple logic and inference, it must be that there are other trees which are older where it's Asur. And that's the reason why I have to have a Halach of the Mishina Sinai, that these youngsters are mutter. So again, why do I need separate psukim, a separate pasuk, and a separate Halach HaLamishra Sinai? Ella says in Gemara, very simple teretz, Hilchasal Rabbi Shmuel, Kroy l'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel learns a pshat in the pasuk B'chorish B'kot T'Tishboi, that it's talking about Hilchais Shabbos, not Hilchais Shmita. So how do I know the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah in Shana Hashishes? According to Rabbi Shmuel, I learned it from Halach HaLamishra Sinai. According to Rabbi Akiva, I don't need Halach HaLamishra Sinai. I learned it from the Pasuk, Bechorish Uvekotzir Tishbay. So if anybody stops you on the street and says, how do you know that you're not allowed to do work in your regular field 30 days before Rosh Hashanah in the Shana Hashishes? And you tell him, it's a machlokes. According to Rabbi Akiva, I learned it from the Pasuk Sotka Leisiz V'char Mecha Leisizmar.
Even though it's about Shabbos for you.
I'm sorry?
Even though it's a Pasuk about Shabbos.
Even though it's a Pasuk about Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva says it's talking about Shemitah, and it's not talking about Shemitah itself, it's talking about the Shana HaShishis. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos, so therefore I have to learn my Makor from the Halach HaLamishra Misina.
So why does it say Hilchata Rabbi Shmuel if it's a Machlokas?
The Hilchasa is for Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, if you ask Rabbi Shmuel, call up Rabbi Shmuel on his telephone number, and you say, Rabbi Shmuel, please, is there an Isser to do Malacha in the sixth year, right
so
before Shemitah?
Does it mean here that Halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel?
No, it means Halacha L'Mufsh Sinai is the source of Rabbi Shmuel.
The Halacha L'Mufsh Sinai is needed according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Akiva, I don't need the Halacha L'Mufsh Sinai because I have a Kroy, I have a
Pasuk.
Good. Now we go back again to what we learned yesterday. We learned yesterday that Rav Gamliel and his Bezdin in later years came and he was mevatel all of these halachas, and he says you are allowed to work Bishana Hashishas prior to the Shemitah year. The way we learned it yesterday, all Rav Gamliel was mevatel was the additional takana of Beishamai Beisil. Because until now we're speaking about either the Halach HaLamishra Sinai or the Pasuk, but they only make an Isur of 30 days for Meshchodesh El. 30 days.
Atzeres, who said
that? Atzeres Mishvus.
I'm saying, didn't we learn yesterday that there was one of them said...
Yes, you're bringing up a very valid point. And thank you for helping us out in the segue, because that's in fact what we're addressing right now. So the Gemara told us yesterday, based on Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there was a Machloikis initially and then Reb Shimon, but bottom line, the Gemara said that as a result of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they added the rabbis in later generations added an additional period of prohibition in the sixth year. What were those additional periods? The stehalovan. Stehalovan means a field of grain out of Pesach. You're allowed to go and do malacha until Pesach, but not after Pesach. So Pesach is the defining line of demarcation. Stay ilan, if you're talking about a regular, normal orchard, you're allowed to work until Atzeres, until Shavuos, but not beyond that, right? That's what you're referring to, Ariel. Mm-hmm. Good. Then the Gemara told us yesterday, but Rav Gamliel, in a later generation, came and he said, forget about it. You are allowed to go and work until 30 days before. And we're being mavatal, the great takana of Beishamai and Beisil, or the contemporary Rabbanim at that time.
Regardless if it's an orchard or field.
Correct. And now the question is, how did he have that koach? Aye, we have that famous rule that Ein Bezin Chaveri Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezin, unless it's greater, Bechochma Uven Minyan. And the Gemara said, because in the original takana of Beishamai and Beisil, they went and threw in an escape clause. What means an escape clause? That if and when future generations decide they want to be mevatel this takana, they have the right to do so. So that was part of the original takana. You don't like it, you can be mevatel it. So Rav Gamliel took the benefit of that clause and he said, we're going to go and be mevatel it. Now, it's a little bit strange. Why would Beishamai and Beisil have put in the original takana? If you want to be mevatel it, you can. Why did he even have such a havamina? So the Mefarshim explained that the reason is because they were concerned about what all the Chacham Unavoinim today are concerned about. That's what they call climate change. And they were afraid that in future years, that perhaps you will need to go and plow a little bit longer in the year, because maybe the ground will be less fertile. There'll be less nourishment, there'll be less minerals, there'll be less fertilizer. The ground will have already produced another 100 or 200 years of crops. And maybe for it to continue producing, and so that it should remain fertile, you have to continue plowing for the rest of the year. You can't stop at Pesach and Atzeres. Beishamai Beisil said, we don't have Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh to go and tell us exactly what's going to happen. So if future Rabbanim, such as Rav Gamliel, decide they want to be Mevatelit, Gesintahit, we don't stand on ceremony, they should feel free to be Mevatel. This is unfortunately our scope of reasons from somebody. Anyway, so bottom line is that according to the way we learned the Gemara yesterday, Rav Gamliel Ubeis Dinai was mevatel the takana of Beishamai and Beis Hillel, and therefore it brought it back to the D'oraisa that you can go and do plowing and working in the field until 30 days before. How do I know 30 days before? Either Locha L'Moshe V'Sina, or based on a pasuk, like we learned. Now we're going to have something really novel, says the Gemara. Reb Yochanan Omar, we're about 10 lines from the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. Reb Yochanan Omar, Rav Gamliel, Beis Din on Midir Raisa Batalahu. Rav Gamliel and Beis Din were Mevatel Min HaTorah. What does that mean, the Mevatel Min HaTorah? We'll see the drasha in a moment, but what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us is Rav Gamliel was even mevatel the 30-day time limitation that we keep on talking about. That therefore, after Rav Gamliel's new bitul, you're allowed to work in the field until 5 minutes before, say 5 minutes, a minute before Rosh Hashanah begins.
How could it be mevatel d'oraisa?
Wow, the kasha that you're asking, you're mechaven to the Gemara's kasha. But first, let's see what was the basis of what Rav Gamliel did, and then we're going to see how he's mevatelit. So, stay tuned for further information. Pray to my timer. What was the basis of Rav Gamliel coming to mevatel? Gomer Shabbos, Shabbos, mi Shabbos bereishis. He learned the gzeira shava Shabbos, Shabbos. Ma lahalon hi asur l'fanei l'achrei mutarim. Just like by Shabbos. Shabbos is asur, but before Shabbos and after Shabbos is mutter. Afkan, when we talk about the year of Shemitah, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yer La'aretz, it's also called Shabbos. Afkan, he asur l'fanehu l'achrei mutar. The only year that's asur is the seventh year, not the sixth year, not the eighth year, and therefore you're allowed to go and do any malacha that you want until a minute before, please wait 1 month, a minute before Shemitah. Now, Barry's going to ask the following question, and he's going to say, what? Before Shabbos, there's no din of Toysa Shabbos?
Shabbos.
See, that's That's why.
Yeah, I have my question.
Good, beautiful. So we have the din of Toisha Shabbos. Toisha Shabbos means that not only are you supposed to go and start Shabbos at the second of Shkia, but you're supposed to be Maktim. And that's why we're Maktim. Most of us are Maktim 18 minutes. Some communities do 15 minutes. In Yerushalayim, they do 40 minutes. But you're Maktim to be Moisif on Shabbos. And even on Matzah Shabbos, people shouldn't be looking at their clocks. Okay, come on, it says, man, let's go. I got to run somewhere. No. You wait the next few minutes, enjoy the Kedusha Shabbos as long as possible. Anyway, but if that's the case, and there is a din of Toisha Shabbos, what are you telling me? Just like the Shabbos, the Fenel Achreya is Mutter. I see that it's not Mutter, it's a din of Toisha Shabbos. So this is not only Barry's Kasha, but the second Toisha's asks Kasha. The Ikasha of Opa Mavkin Mikrom, Besachthus Yuma, we learn from Yom Kippur. We learn the Torah, Lassis Toisephus, or Toisephus, Gabi Shabbos, Bain Pinsas, Bain Mitzios, Alisiv Machal Akash. So there is a din. What Toisus is saying is, yes, there's a din of Toisha Shabbos, but it's a relatively small period of time. A minute, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, nothing major. And Rav Gamliel says, okay, I can live with 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, not a problem. However, says Rabbi Shmuel, since it's nothing more than just a few minutes, I learn now to Hilchei Shmita that it's also not more than just a few minutes, and therefore, based on this drasha, we're going to wipe out the whole 30-day prohibition that we were learning until now, either from a pasuk or from Halacha L'Moshe Misina. One second, please bear with me. Frank Timon Maskel Ravashi, Mandi Omer Hilchasa Asik Zera Shava. Akra Hilchasa Umandi Omakra Asik Zera Shava Akra Kra. What the Gemara is asking is, this Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is confirmed that this is a real Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. We've had it many times already. And this Pasuk of Bechorish Bekotz Tish, right? Rabbi Kiva says, this is a real Drasha. Ram Gamliel's Drasha of Shabbos Shabbos, says Rashi, sounds like something that Ram Gamliel came up on his own. And we have a famous rule, Ein Adam Don Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmoy. How could Ram Gamliel go and say, by the way, I know that, of course, everybody knows Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. I know there's a pasuk, but I've just thought of a beautiful drasha of Shabbos Shabbos, and therefore, just like with Gabi Shabbos, there's no meaningful, significant Toisa Shabbos before or after. Same thing, Legabe Hilcha Shmita, no significant 30-day type of period. We're going to wipe it out just based on this Gzeira Shava. How can you do that? Person can be done Gzeira Shava May Atzmoi, and says the Gemara, therefore this answers your question, Ariel, you asked before, how could Ram Gamliel go and be Mavatal Adiraisa? He's being Mavatal Adiraisa with what he believes is his own Adiraisa. He's saying that my drasha trumps or supersedes those other Adiraisa. But the Gemara says, how can it? If it's Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmoi, how can he wipe out years and years of established religious law of Chodesh V'Kotzeh Tishvois and Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai? And therefore, says Gemara, you know, you're absolutely right. Elo Amar Ravashi, Ram Gamliel Beis Dinoi, Sabri Lokir B'Shmoel, the Am Hilchasa Gemirila. They hold like Rabbi Shmuel that it's a halacha l'moshe misina. V'chi gemiri hilchasa b'zmanche beis amigdash kayom. That was built into the original halacha l'moshe misina. This eser netiyos. That you're allowed to go and only plow the field with the eser netiyos a minute before. But by any other field, a stay lovin or a stay ilan, you have to have at least 30 days before. That's only when the beis amigdash is standing. Not b'zman hazeh, and unfortunately there is no beis amigdash. Now you're wondering, how do you know that Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is only during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, says Imara, because it's together with those other two, the Arava and Nisach HaMayim. And Nisach HaMayim, is there Nisach HaMayim today? Yeah, every time a person spills out some water on the floor, Nisach HaMayim. But the Nisach HaMayim on them is Beach, that only exists in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. So just like the Nisach HaMayim is only Bezman Beis Hamikdash, the same thing applies to Esen Atiyos, only Bezman Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, Ram Gamliel says, until the building, the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, just like there's no Nisach HaMayim, there's no din of Shishis, and therefore you're allowed to go and plow until the final moment right before Rosh Hashanah. Let me just finish the Gemara v'chi gemiri hilchos zman v'chish kayim. Tom yada Nisach HaMayim, abizman shei Beis Hamikdash kayim loy. The Meforshim add, l'choira, one could have said the same thing applies to Arava, yet the only thing is that Arava There are two mitzvahs of Arava. There's the mitzvah of Arava in the Beis Hamikdash, and there's a mitzvah of Arava outside the Beis Hamikdash. What mitzvah of Arava is there outside the Beis Hamikdash? Well, number one, we take the Aravas together with the Lulav and Esrog. But besides that, Zeichel HaMikdash, we continue doing an Arava even today on Hoshana Rabbah. That we go with the Aravas and we clap them, etc., etc. Why we do that? It's all the Zeichel HaMikdash. So at least there's a din of Arava even today, Midrabanan. But there's no din of Nisach HaMayim Midrabanan. Did you ever see in Shul that on Sukkot people say, okay, Zeichel HaMikdash, let's go and start pouring all the water now on top of the Bima and make sure that the Paroichas doesn't get wet and yes, it can pour. Of course, there's no such thing. They didn't do it in Rabban. So that's why the Gemara focuses on the din of the Nisach HaMayim. That just like Nisach HaMayim doesn't exist today, there's no Halacha L'Mashiv Sinai, the din of Es Matias in 30 days doesn't exist today, according to Rav Gamliel, because it was only with man, Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. Everybody's free not to ask as many questions as they want.
Ask a parent. Arava is kind today also.
Midrabban. Midrabban. So it says from Gamliel, if you want to make a new Takan Midrabban, he's untied. In the meantime, I'm a battler. If you want to make Newman Hogim in Serench or here in Bifont, he's untied, we'll make a Newman Hogim. But the Baal,
off. What was the tie in from Shemitah to that word, to Nisach HaMayim? Why are we saying we're saying Habahatalia?
It's one package. As Matthias and Arava and Chaim are all Halachah Moshe Sinai, and it's all one package.
That's transmitted. That's Esther and Tios, but I'm saying, but you're saying in general, all the Shemitah, you've expanded it out in a very major way.
Until now, when we learned Masechta Sukkah and we learned Masechta Tanis, it was the standard line that the reason why these three came together is because they were quoted together in the Beis Medrash, but that they didn't have any real connection with one another. These were three halachas all learned the same day. Maybe they learned on Yudalid Shvat, the day before Chamish Usa B'Shvat, since it's talking about the Tiyah, it's talking about trees. They collected these three together. They could have collected also other halachas like Abe, that tefillin has to be merubah and that tzritzuas have to be dafka
shachar.
Exactly. They could have thrown that in too, but apparently that was not learned at the same time. What our Gemara is now telling us for the first time is that it's not just random three halachas that came together, halacham shesina, but in fact there is a relationship between them that all three only apply bisman shebeisim
mishkai. Do that in Shnei Lavan as well, and all the other. So,
according to our Gemara, yes,
it's all caught up in
this one halacha of Shusina. Good. Yes.
So we still have a principle.
You've been very kind to hold on to questions. You can ask up to 18 now.
No, just one. We have a principle now of Tosfos Shvius.
Right.
And the Shvius. In the case of Shabbos, you add minutes. In the case of a year, though, adding minutes.
Proportion.
It seems like a day, a month, something. I think we had more in Tanis or earlier in Moed, that when you have a period of a year, minutes are buttle to a year. You have to have a little more substantial amount of time. Mm-hmm. How can we have Tosu Shvius be Mekuyim with just a few minutes? Mm-hmm. It should be at least a day, if not a month.
You got my vote. But you see, Toysis doesn't go into that. Toysis asks the Kasha, and Toysis says he's masking that you can add a port, so just like Gabi Shabbos, but he doesn't do it unproportionately. I mean, you're saying, well, a few minutes Gabi Shabbos is like a half a day, like Gabi a whole year for Shmita year. What you're saying is very logical. All your questions are always logical. Toysis doesn't take up on that. He just says, the last line of the Toysis, v'chihayhu, shiurin nami, to add a part to our culture, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, he also agrees it's Erchlai. So yeah, that I'm asking. Don't work until mamish, the final minute, right before Shkia on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Give it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a half an hour. But that's, by the way, all of that again is according to the way the Gemara learned initially, Shabbos Shabbos. Now that the Gemara falls away from that and says that the original Halacha L'Moshe Sinai only applies Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, so then there's no need to be Moisef even 1 second. You can go all the way till Rosh Hashanah, till the last
final moment.
Final moment. And we continue on. Back in our mission, we said that you're allowed to go and be mashka beis hashlochin. You're allowed to go and use irrigation in both the Chol HaMoed and during Shemitah. Now we're going to return now to Chol HaMoed and put Shemitah on the side for a moment. But the Mishnah continued on, but you cannot go and water your field Mimei HaGshamim or Mimei HaKilai. Mimei HaGshamim, of course, is rainwater. We're not in charge of the rainwater. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the rainwater. But what we mean is, if you have an accumulation of rainwater, it's a nice large puddle, a large pool of water, because it's a poor drainage area and you have tons of water collected in one place, or you have Mekilon. Kilon is a bucket that is used to go and draw water from a well. You're not allowed to take water from those two bodies. You can only use your normal irrigation system. Zokti Gemara, Bishloim and Mekilon, I understand why. Ikatircha Yaseira. The Gemara is assuming that the well is not full to the top, but it's only like half full. So to be able to go and draw the water, you have to do a lot of effort. You have to take the bucket and let it go, settle all the way down, collect the water, schlep it up again, take it from the well all the way to the field. You're involving a lot of tircha yaseira, and that's why it's awesome. And that's what we learned in the Mishnah, as you recall, that although on Chol HaMoed you're allowed to do melechus dovra oveg, but not if it involves tircha yaseira. Ela make shamim my tircha yaseira. You're talking about taking the waters from the pool or puddle. The understanding is that the water is now flat on the surface, and therefore there must be a large pothole in the middle of Rosh Hashanah somewhere or whatever, and a lot of water is accumulated. So what's the problem? The water is there for the taking. You don't have to go and do anything deep. You don't have to go scuba diving to get the water up. It's right there. So the Gemara assumes that doesn't involve a Tircha Yaseira. So why are we saying that Mekshem is also Asur? Amri B'lom Rabbi Yochanan, Gezeira Mekshemim Otu Mekilai. You're right. Mitzad Mekshem alone, it should be permissible. I'm just afraid that once people get the idea you can go and take water from an accumulation of a puddle or a pool of water, they'll say, well, what difference does it make? Pool, puddle, well, they're all the same. I'm drawing water.
When you say tircha, this also requires taking a bucket and bringing it to where you need it.
So some say that the Mamek Shaman are not referring to with a bucket, we're referring to he has like an easy irrigation canal where he can easily channel the water going from the Mekshamim to the field. But even if you're talking about that, even if you're talking about a bucket, we're talking about that the water is still on the surface. We're going to see in a moment the next line of Rashi is going to say, fine, the water's on the surface, and therefore you don't have to bend over and take the water. But if you do that one or two or three or four or five times, after a while, the water is going to get lower and lower. That's going to be the svar of Rav Ashi. Bear with us another month. So Rav Lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan says that min ikra din make sham should be permissible. The only reason why we're saying it's asr is up to, I'm afraid, gzeira, if you're going to go and permit make sham, they're going to stop being permitting make kilan. And make kilan certainly involves a tircha yaseira. Rav Ashi Omar, it's not because of gzeira. Make sham gufayu liday make kilan asu. As you keep on pulling out more and more water from this puddle, from this pool of accumulated rainwater, it's going to start getting lower and lower and lower. And guess what? After a few tries, it's going to become like the case of the well. Just like the well, you have to go and lower the bucket and draw the water up. Guess what? We're going to have to do the same thing by the Mek Shemim too. So therefore, it's not only it's a gzeira, but it's eventually itself going to be converted into a Mekilain as people keep on using the water from that puddle, from that pool. Does that, I think that addresses your concern.
I think even with a pooler on the surface, I mean, to take it, to divert it, or to bring it to a field also requires effort, so I don't understand the...
The question is, how do you define tircha yaseira?
Right.
That's what the Chacham said. The Mekilain is clearly a tircha yaseira. You have to go and lower the bucket, you have to fill it up, pick it up, schlep it. But here the Gemara is assuming that since it's on surface level, either through a nice little canal, all you have to do is connect it and scrape it a little.
What do you mean? Connecting it requires...
You have an impediment that you remove. Like you have,
that's why I said.
You have like a board stopping
right.
it. Oh. And then you simply lift up the board and then the water flows. Exactly, exactly. Because we have two partners who share all the well. It's my day.
But there's talking about a mayon, that is a normal, regular spring that is feeding this.
What are you doing on a basis often? Aren't you just lifting up something when it says you're watering it? What are you doing? You're lifting up a lever or something. You're not doing...
Here, why don't you repeat that for the benefit of everyone?
Well, the way I understood it from McGovern on Friday was Bishop Dalton, the irrigated, the question is, what are you doing with the irrigated? It's irrigated. What are you doing?
Yeah, so you're irrigating.
Opening up this, I think it's called a slice.
Right.
And you're letting the water flow. So that's a very, not a, very easy thing to do.
Effortless.
It's not effortless. Like
not
effortless.
Just
meager.
And the Gemara is assuming now, according to Barry and Brother Shai, that the Meksham is something similar, perhaps a drop more, because that's not a Mayan, a fountain or a spring that's been supplying this field now for years. This is more of a temporary situation. But even here, too, you can channel the waters relatively easily. You don't need a sluice to go and pick up the sluice to allow for the flowing of the water.
Just to remind, so irrigation is permissible.
That's the beginning. Look at the top of the yom. Mashki beis hashloch. You're allowed to go and be mashki. You're allowed to irrigate it because that is considered to be a normal tircha, not a tircha yaseir. Tircha yaseir is if you have to go and do the schlepping for the mekiloin. Make shum is somewhere in between. According to Rabbi Yochanan, really mitzad hadin, it's permissible. It's only mishum gzeira. What Ravashi says, wait a little bit. As the water in the make shum will settle and go lower and lower, it can be converted into a new make kiloin situation. And that's the reason why it's awesome. Vikamithi, where's the machloi kislal locha? Where's the nafkimina? Bid Rav Zeira, the Amr Rav Zeira, Amr Rav Bar Yemi, Amr Shmuel. If you have an agam, agam is like a swamp area, marshes. If you have a nahoris hamoishchen, you have streams that are coming out from that agam, and they are approaching the fields, you're allowed to go and use those waters to be mashkan cholamait. What's the reason why? Because nahoris hamoishchen by the agam, the Gemara is going to say in another two lines, the agam loy paski, agam de bovel kemay loy paski dami, meaning that these are huge reservoirs of water, and you can go and use them today and tomorrow and next year and for the next 500 years, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will continue giving the bracha, these agamim are not going to go dry. And so therefore you're allowed to go and take the naharis, divert them, use them for your field, mutlashmi and chalam shomayt. So now, what's the nafkamina? Mar isle de rabzeira or mar lesle de rabzeira? Mar isle de rabzeira means Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that the reason why our Mishnah says you're not allowed to use mei geshamim is because they may eventually, after several tries and removal of the water, they themselves are going to become mei kilayim. Says Rav Ashi, I'm not worried about the agamim. They are not going to become mei kilayim. Maybe in a year from now, maybe in 6 months from now. But by just drawing out 5 or 10 or 20 or even 50 buckets of water, there's still plenty of water back there in the agam. So therefore that's permissible. Lastly, however, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Mishum Gzeira, he says any type of body of water which is not the fountain or the spring that is the natural water supply for this field, if you're trying to convert that and use that as a water source, do that during the week, but not during Cholamite. They didn't permit it. Why? Because if you're going to start playing with that water, then you're going to start using mekilayim from, oh, well, Zera, don't do anything beyond the normal mayan which is connected with the field. Gufa, Om Reb Zera, Om Rabba Bayimi, Om Shmuel. Same Allah again, the Oris HaMoshchen, you have these streams which are nimshach, which are flowing mayim mil agamim from the swamps, from the marshy area. Mutter lahashkim hen b'chol yishlamayit. How do you say that? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? The point that we were just talking about. How can you go and take water from those nahores that are coming out of the agamim? Don't you have the gzeira of make shamim or to make kiloin? My son Yirmiyah, he's talking to him with a term of endearment. Hani agamim de bavel kemayid lepaski dami. They have such huge amounts of water, like huge reservoirs, like we have here in Central Park, that millions of people are drinking water every single day and taking the water. And Baruch Hashem, there continues to be plenty of water. And therefore, says Rashi, leka lemeichesh. I don't have to be choishish that people are going to go and say, eventually this is going to become like a a dry May Kilay. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I would still have a reason to be Goyzer. I'm Goyzer any waters other than the natural Mayon that's supplying water to this field. So therefore, I'm Goyzer May Kshomim, or to May Kilay, and therefore I would be Goyzer even in this case of the Nehoris HaMoshchet. However, according to the other man, the Yamar, that was arguing with Rabbi Yochanan, that was Rav Ashi. He says that make shem gufay liday make kiloin. Also, here I'm not worried it's going to become make kiloin because there's tons and tons of water. Tana Rabban, hapsikos v'habreichos nesalu mayim me'erev yontif osa v'hashkos mehen v'cholish v'may. If you have psikos and breichos, Rashi says psikos and breichos are basically the same, but he doesn't explain what they are. If you look at Rashi, chode milzihi. Both of them are basically collections of water as a result of potholes, of ditches, of pools, water that has accumulated based on Meg Shah. And it already filled up already from Erev Yontif. Also, Hashkish Mem B'Chol Shemoyed, you're now going to use a Chol Shemoyed because this would be like the Meg Shaman of our Mishnah. These are very, very, very similar, if not the real Meg Shaman case. However, if not only that you had the benefit of these collections of puddles and pools of water, you have an amas amayim which is connecting the psikois and breichois. This amas amayim is the amas amayim that has been used by this field now already for years in connection with a regular ma'ayon, as we'll see momentarily. So the truth of the matter is I don't even need the psikois and breichois because I have the amas amayim. Again, the ama is that irrigation canal that connects to the ma'ayon, to the normal spring that feeds this field. The psikois and breichois is just like l'ravcha demiltze. These are extras.
Extensions.
And there are extra bodies of water. It's wonderful. So, says the Gemara, that if the amas amayim connects them, then it's mutter. Why would it connect? Why would it be mutter? Because even if these psikois and breichois were to go and dry up totally, I'm not just looking to them as my source of water. I have the Amma, so I can always go and take from the Amma itself. And the Gemara explains now, Amra Papa, that roiv of this field goes and is drinks. In other words, gets the benefit of the irrigation from the Amma Samayim. Why is our Papa saying that? What our Papa is saying is, you have the psikos and you have the breichos and you have the Amma Samayim. If roiv of this field will be satisfied with water of the Amma Samayim, and we have these additional psikos and breichos, I don't have to worry that the person is going to start trying to find water from another source and then schlepping water from another stream downhill or downstream or somewhere else. Because he knows that even the psikos and breichos will dry up. I still have my amas amayim from the Mayan, and it does a great job. Most of the field will be taking care of the amas amayim. I don't have to worry about that he's going to schlep water from somewhere else. However, if it's going to take more than a day, then he thinks to himself, means on that day it's going to be enough to go and satisfy this particular field. If it's going to take more than a day, he's going to say, I see this amas amayim is shvach, and I see the breichos and the psikos is shvach. I might go and try to find another water source, and therefore he might start schlepping water from somewhere else or try to divert water from somewhere else, and that would not be permissible according to Rav Papa. Rav Ashi says, no, don't be so makvid one particular day. Rav Ashi Amar, Avvisha, in Rubisha Loisa Soda Shoisa. Even if you tell me that this Amas Amayim doesn't supply enough water to go and take care of roiv of the field in one day, given to Kamashka, Fiasya, as long as they see that there continues to be water that is flowing, even if it's a slow flow, Meimar Omar, the farmer says to himself, I'm not in any rush. There's no emergency over here. If this field doesn't get fed roiv on one day, so it'll take 2 days. It'll take 3 days. As long as there's enough water to go around, then you'd be able to go and use the psikos and breichos, because even if they are nifsak, the psikas and brechas, I still have my amas amayim. And as long as I can look at amas amayim, and as long as it's doing a good job, even if it's not filling it up in one day, okay, 2 days, three, that's enough. And I don't have to worry that the person is going to try to channel other sources or schlep or do any other type of tircha yaseira for this field. Turn around. Brechas and tefes mayim misod beis shlochen zu mutal hashki b'mena sod beis shlochen acheres. I have avida the paska, a reviyim hadayini metaftefes. What is this all about? We're talking about that you had two beis hashlochins, beis hashalchins, two fields, one on top of the other. How do they one on top of the other? They're both on the side, the slope of a mountain. And the upper one has a mayan that feeds it directly, and that upper one has an overflow, a runoff, that goes down into the beis hashalchin right beneath it. Ah, so Baruch Hashem. So says the Brayz, Brayche Shem Tefes Mayim, we saw the base of Shalchan Zu. If you have this Netifas Mayim, Netifa means that it's dripping and dropping water from the upper base of Shalchan. Mutl Hashkish Mena, saw the base of Shalchan Acheres, you're allowed to go and use the irrigation canal that's helping out the top one to go and also feed and irrigate the second one on Cholamite. I, afraid more of Avida de Pascha, aren't I concerned that this water that is flowing from the upper one to the second one, that might eventually be Nifsak, because it was designed for the upper field, not necessarily for two fields. The only time that in fact you say that you can use it on Cholamoid, if it's still dripping. So you see it's still working. And if it's no longer dripping, then stop. You can't go and try to use that upper water for the lower field. The important thing is, look at the ultimate source. Don't look at how much is dripping and dropping from the upper field to the bottom field. Look at the mayan. If the mayan is still supplying the upper field, then the metaftefes makes a lot of sense. Baruch Hashem, there's so much water in that mayan. Not only is it feeding the first field, but there's a runoff going on to the second field. Gevaldik. But if you see that the upper mayan has now stopped, either it's turned dry altogether or it's just stopped until the next big rain or whatever. So even if you see that it's still dripping from the upper one, that's not going to last very long. That's just the temporary runoff from the previous mine. But if the mine is now dry, then you can no longer continue to try to irrigate that lower field. So we have the same type of principle. Now we're talking about two fields, one on top of the other, in terms of the mountain slope. We're talking
like terrace farming?
Exactly, like terrace farming, exactly. That you have one bed, and then a higher bed, and a higher bed. Could be also on the side of a mountain, or could just be that the ground is not totally level, and it keeps on going up in degrees. So you have one aruga, one patch, which is a little bit lower, and then you have one patch which is a little bit higher, and so on and so forth. If the bottom one has, Baruch Hashem, enough water, and then some, so you say, okay, so let me take some of the lower water and bring it up and feed the upper aruga. That is aser. Why is that aser? Because of tirchi yaseira, that you're schlepping the water.
Up.
Obviously, if you're taking it from up and going down, that would not be a tirchi yaseira, but from down going up, it's a tirchi yaseira. Yoisal kenam Reb Lozer Bar Shimon, he continued this thought one step further. Don't talk about two separate arugas, afel aruga achas, chetzi noma for chetzi gavoy. You could have in the same field, where some of the field is a little bit higher and a little bit lower, then leyidu l'mokim namoch, v'yashu l'mokim gvoya. Allow for the natural flow of water from up downwards, but don't try to go and take water from down upwards, because that's going to involve a tirchi seira, and that's aser on cholamite. Tan Rabban, madlin liyarakis kedei li'oichlon, v'im bishvil liyapoison aser. So what Agamor is telling us now, in the Havamina, we're going to go and change our thought process in another couple of lines. But the Havamina, the word madlin, comes from the word dli. Dli is like a bucket, to go and pour water and act as an irrigation. Now we already said in our Mishnah, like we've been quoting all along, that make shamim and make kilayim is aser on cholamite. Says now the Braisa, a qualification on that iser. And it says, what's the reason why you're taking this medli and you're pouring it on your field, if the purpose is not for immediate satisfaction, but rather because you want in a week or two or three after Yontif, your peiros or your grain should grow beautifully, or your rockets, your vegetables, then that's prohibited. Then you cannot go and do this tirchi seira of the dali, the make shamim, or the make kiloin on cholamoid. However, what's the din if cholamoid is 4 or 5 days, and on the first day of cholamoid, you look at some of your ruckus, and they really look good, but you say to yourself, it'd really be nice and fresh if I gave them another bucket of water. So therefore the reason why, and you're going to then cut and harvest those yarukas, for instance, on the last day of Cholamoid, right before Yontif. So you're going to have a gishmak Yontif with brand new, fresh yarukas.
It's a gochel nefesh type thing.
Exactly. So madlin the yarukas, you're allowed to go and water your yarukas patch, kedele oichlan, if the purpose is to go and eat them now during Cholamoid. However, if you're doing it for the future, for after Yontif, and now that should not be nice and beautiful, that's also, you can't, that you have to wait until after Yontif. You can't go and do that on Cholamoid.
Rabbeinu
Barak, I'm sorry.
Is this only if you're plucking them out, you're keeping them in the ground?
You're keeping them.
If you take them out,
yes,
you can keep them in water.
I'm not much. Continue on.
I've grown vegetables, and they will keep fresh, and the roots will absorb the water.
I'm assuming
having to
continue
do this forbidden thing.
I'm assuming that the Gemara was aware of your wonderful agricultural expertise, and nevertheless, the Gemara felt, at least this farmer felt, that if you leave the vegetables in the ground for another 2 or 3 days and you add water to it, it will do better than just cutting the vegetables now and putting them in a vase and adding water and some plant food or something like that. So therefore, he kept them in the ground another few days and he watered them. As long as you're doing it in l'aychlan, that's permissible. So now the Gemara tells us a story. These two were walking down the path. They saw a person that he's schlepping buckets of water in Cholamoid. And one said to the other, we should go and put him in Chayim. He's violating the rules of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you're not allowed to take make kilo. He's schlepping all this water. You can see the sweat from his brow coming down on all sides. Tirchi Yaseira. Amalesi told him, yeah, but you forgot what it says in the Braisa. The Braisa says that if you're going to have immediate benefit from that watering, because you're going to eat it right now, you're going to pluck it from the ground, like Shelley says, that is permissible. So what are you getting so excited about? You want to excommunicate people? Let's go and ask him, why is he taking this davla? Maybe he's doing it because he wants to eat the yarukas shortly. Amalei, me sabris, my madlin maya. You understand this braisa to mean that you're drawing water from a dli. Ach, that's not what madlin means. My madlin, it means madlin shluffy, having nothing to do with telling children to go to sleep. What's my madlin shluffy? Says Rashi, going and weeding one yerek from between other yerokis. If you look at the top Rashi, kisha yerokis ritzufin. What happens if you have this vegetable patch and they're one on top of the other? They have like 10 squeezed.
Intertwined?
Well, not necessarily intertwined, but you have 10 in the space where you should only have 5 or 6. And so therefore, because of all this major growth, each one of them is going to be slightly inferior in quality than had there only been 5. Had there only been 5, the 5 would have used all the minerals and the nutrients and the fertilizer, and they would have been really geschmack. By having 10, you have lots of quantity, but the quality goes down. So what does a person do? So he takes every other one. So if there are 10 of them, he takes out number 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and he leaves over 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. The oichlan, if the purpose of schlepping them out in Cholamoid is to eat them on the spot, so you're not just plucking it to make the remaining ones better, because you want to eat it. That's what you're allowed to do that. Liapoisan, however, the whole reason is you're not interested in eating these vegetables now. In fact, they may not even be fully ripe, and therefore you cannot eat them. The only reason why you're pulling them out is because you're, in a sense, weeding or pruning so that the rest of them will grow better. That's awesome. That would be prohibited. Kidnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, back to the Gemara. A medal bikfanim, person who is medal. The word over here, the medal that we had on the Amud Aleph was from the Lashon of Dli. Here the word medal is from Lashon of Dal. Dal means that you have all of these vegetables, or in the case of kfanim, all of these vines, all of these grapes, all squeezed together in this small little area. So you want to go and try to remove some of them, in a sense, make it poorer by taking away some of them. Because until now we had 10, I'm going to take away 5. It's only going to 5 later on. Of course, in quality, they're all going to go and grow. It's going to be more geschmack. But in the meantime, the dal means that you are selecting some of them for removal. Not only are you allowed to go and be medel, meaning removing the extra ones from your own patch for your own use, but you can do those from the aniyim as well. What does he mean from the aniyim? This is a mishnah mesechtes peya. As you know, in all of the fields, you have to leave over part of the field. How much of the field do you have to leave over? Does anybody know what the shear was?
The shear.
And from shame of shear. Ah, pay of abikurat. So there is no shear as to how much. So this person is going to be generous. He's going to leave 5%, 10% of the field for the anir. Is he allowed to go and use that part and be madelem? He's going to be ruining their crop. They're hoping to go and get 10 carrots. They're going to arrive and they're only 5 carrots. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to do that. Why are you allowed to do that? Because just like you want to improve the quality of your carrots, and that's why you're taking out 2, 4, 6, 8. So that you can go improve their quality as well. They'll have less quantity, but they'll have better quality. No. Don't touch the Aniyim stuff. Let them make their own decisions. Don't take, it's not your property, it's the Aniyim's property. Don't touch it. Okay, so bottom line is, what do we see from that Mishnah? That the word Megal has absolutely nothing to do with drawing water. It has to do with removing the middle...
Reducing
the population of the Iraqis. So therefore, Rabbi Ravin and Rabbi Teisvo, when they're walking together, and one says to the other, let's go and put him in Chayrim, and the other one says, I had a braisa that says, you're allowed to be madel the Iraqis. He says, mister, we're not talking about water over there. We're talking about removing the extra population.
Overcrowding.
The overcrowding situation. So, it Amalei, so now in Amalei, what Tanya, but there's another braisa. Madlen Maim the Iraqis, Kedeli Oichlan. Here, this price has one magic word. Madlen Mayim Liyarakas. We didn't have the Mayim in the Ahmad Aleph. And the Ahmad Aleph just said Madlen Liyarakas. So there you could go and say Madlen Liyarakas means to go and remove the overpopulation, the overcrowding. Yeah. But here it says Mayim. What are you going to say? I'm late. If there is such a price, there's such a price. I wasn't aware. I did not. I'm sorry. But if there is such a brisa that you're allowed to do it, then obviously we're not going to put this person in shamta, because what he's doing is legitimate in connection. He's in accordance with the law.
I don't know what he was doing it for. Was it to eat it for?
That's a good question. So the Gemara doesn't go into those details, but the assumption is, let's go and ask him. Well, the one that said the shamta, he didn't know about this brisa. So he told him, the brisa says there's a limitation.
Overcrowding only.
Overcrowding you're allowed to. So then you would be allowed to go and... Anyway, so the Gemara says, at the end, there is such a brisa. I'm sorry, I didn't know. And therefore, we're not going to put him in shamta after all. Or we'll ask him, why are you irrigating? Don't you know you're not allowed to? He'll say, yeah, but don't you know what the brisa says? That you're allowed to. Like, if I'm going to eat it, from midi it comes up. Oh, okay, then fine. I withdraw my complaint. You're right. You're within the bounds of the law. Right, we know you said ugyos and kvanim. We said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to make ugyos. Right, you want my ugyos. What's my ugyos? Most people think of ugyos as being
cookies.
So what is this? Either regular cookies or computer cookies. But what's the problem of making cookies in the kvanim? All of you, we're talking about banki. Now, what's my banki?
What?
Banki.
Yeah.
What's banki?
Artist.
Uh-huh. Okay,
Banksy.
That's like saying Madel here is a
you're Madel, right.
Banksy.
So let's look in the Rashi in the fourth line. Banki boirois tachas hakfanim v'zeisim enuisim behem mayim. A person digs out like a small trench, a small ditch underneath particular gefanim, because he wants them to remain moist, and he fills up this little trench with water. In other words, makes like an artificial, minor, mini reservoir under various vines in the vineyard, so that if it doesn't rain, or if the canal that irrigates doesn't work, they'll have their own water source locally there underneath the vine. They're now let them make that type of ugyos. And then Rashi brings and reminds us of the mass of the Choni Hamagel that we had back in Sechses Tanis, that the word ugyos, the next Rashi, Ogul Saviv Kmei Og Uga V'Amid B'Seicher. Remember, Chayni Maglo said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to leave this circle until you bring word. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us over here that the Ugyas here too means that you make like a circle in the ground with a trench of sorts and a little reservoir to fill it up with water for purposes of the Gfan. So the Gemara, you now let it do that. Tana Bihochi, back to the Gemara, Eilehen Ugyas, Badidim, Shib Ikre Zesim, Shib Ikre Gfan. The word Badidim is like the word Ugyas and like the word Banki, that you're making these small reservoirs next to or underneath the ikrim, the roots of either the zeisim tree, the olive tree, or in the vineyard. Frankly, more any one of Yehuda shor lebnei bar tzisoy lemebat banki lekarmeyoin. He said you can make these type of banki, these type of ugyois. And we send the Mishnah now to make the ugyois. So make up your mind: are you allowed? Are you not allowed to? So lekasha bechadati ha beatiki. If you're making brand new ones, that's prohibited. Why? Because that involves a lot of tirchi yaseira. You're going into your vineyard and you're digging and digging and you have to make this big trench and fill it up with water. That you're not going to do. However, if this already existed from before, but over time it started getting full of rocks and pebbles and earth, and you have to drain it and you have to take out all the dredge and all the rest to go and make it work again.
Not
it's not the same degree of tirchi. Look at Rashi. Habachadati. See Rashi about 10 lines at the top. Habachadati. You never had ugyas. Also, last b'chol shomayt, he could tell you the same. Avla tikish kvar hoyuloi sham ugyas. The nistemu, they got stuffed up because of debris that fell in, some rocks and pebbles. But the lachsa lechayvra b'chol shomayt. There, all you have to do is now just fix it, as opposed to making something brand new. Brand new is a tichy yaseira. Fixing something, ish kefar lech. We allow you to do that. Make a brand new amma, as we explained in the Mishnah, means the irrigation canals. And the reason why it was called an amma, because it was typically an amma deep and an amma wide. An amma is roughly 2 feet or so, so it's 2 feet deep, 2 feet wide. Zog the Amara, don't do that on Cholamayit. It's Mishlam Amoyim Mishim Dekarach. So our Mishnah spoke about not doing it on Cholamayit or during Shemitah. It's Mishlam Amoyim Mishim Dekarach. And we said before, Tirchi Yaseira, to make such an Amar, that's a big, big work. Awesome. El Shvi is my time. What's wrong doing it in Shvi? After all, in Shemitah, you're not working the field. You're making this Amar, which presumably you're going to use for next year. This year's not, you have no benefit because you didn't plant anything, you're not plowing. So for next, so what's wrong? So you make the infrastructure that this is the perfect time to do it, since I'm not doing any other Malach in the field, so I want to go and make these canals for next year. What's the problem? So tomorrow, please, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Abba, Bar, Chadom, Mishem, Nira, Oider, Chadom, Mishem, Machsher, Agafel, Israel. Both of them are saying basically because of Maris Ayin. Mitzah Iker Din is no problem. But the problem is people that pass by and they see that this farmer is working in the field, and what is he doing? He's using a hoe or a shovel to go and dig out this nice water canal. So people are saying, oh, he's doing either, he is hoeing or he's digging the field. Why is he doing that? Probably to improve the trees, where the trees have these fruit that grow on their own. I'm not planting trees, I'm not watering the trees, I'm not doing anything, but I'm doing this oider business. I'm hoeing and I'm plowing. So people will say, you know, why he's doing that? Because he wants the fruits to be better. Now in Shmitty, are he's being oider in Shmitty? Oi, oi, oi. The other one said, that means that we are doing your digging and you are making this canal. What do you do with the earth that you are lifting out, right? We're talking about this canal, which is one amma deep, 2 feet deep, and 2 feet wide. So there's a fair amount of earth that you have to take out and remove. What do you do with that earth? You don't go and put it in your pocket. You go and put it on the banks of this canal. That's the agafel, on the two sides. And now this soil is nice and loose because you just dug it up. And now this would be perfect for going and planting new seeds in, because this is plowed earth, which is now on the two sides, is gevaldik. So people are going to say, oh, you know why he's doing that? Because he wants to go and start seeding the earth shortly, and that's why he uprooted it and put it on the sides, and it's just really soft and geschmack. So, okay, lemais and the two sounds pretty similar. My benai, what's enough community between these two different gezerois? Ikke benai, deko osu mayi basrei. if as he keeps on digging out the irrigation canal, water flows right behind him. So people see, oh, it's a canal. He still says, oh, but the Maisa, since he dug out all of that earth and he put it on the two sides, he's probably preparing that earth now for growth and for seeding. If the reason is because of oider, oider means to go and hoe and to dig to make the ground softer and all that, then I see that it's water. He's not going and doing this oider to go and help out the trees and stuff. The reason why he's doing it is to go make the canal, and therefore you don't have to worry about the swear of oider. Why didn't he subscribe to the other reason? Both reasons seem to be very good reasons. So oider has been taken care of. Fine, I see the water is flowing. But nevertheless, the fact that he puts the earth on both sides, and it's a nice and fertile earth, and softened, and soft earth. So the Chorea, he should be goyzer for that reason. Says, well, you're right. Okay, forget about the nafkimina. I have a new nafkimina. Talking about that as he's digging out this canal, he doesn't just put the earth nicely on the two banks and the two sides, but he goes and throws it. Just like you see sometimes when people are shoveling snow. Some people shovel the snow and they just push it to the side a little bit. And some people go on, shoo, and they throw it into the street or far away. They throw it into somebody else's sidewalk, not on my sidewalk. They're far away. Because in fact he's not putting the earth right next to and on top of the banks, but he's throwing it far away, so it doesn't look like he's going to plant anything. You still have that problem that he's hoeing, and hoeing, we said before, is us. After all, both svaras are good. So why didn't he say it's osir out the oider svara that he's digging? Even a person does hoeing and he removes some of the earth, it's not typical for him to go and throw it far away. After all, the hoe by definition is a little smaller, and therefore he just pushes it to the side, not going and throwing it far away. So therefore, there is no chash either when they shemachshir or because of oider, according to that manyan. So Amemer, when he was learning this Mishnah, and it says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says en oisin es ha'oma, he learns the reason is because it looks like oider hoeing in the field, which we said before is prohibited. Vekashalei, and then he asks the seer of Elazar ben Azariah. From the Mishnah Masechet Shviyos. Again, it's Shviyos, it's Shmita year. You're not going to do any work in the field. So the person wants to do something else during the year. So he decides, I'm going to go and make a big heap of Zevel. I'm going to leave it there. The Zevel will stay more or less intact. Maybe he has some sort of cover that he puts on top of it, and after that we'll use it for next year. He wants to go and make a zevel and oitza. Oitza means like a ganze tray, a ganze storage place of zevel on his field. Remeir oiser achiyamik shloisha tvachim oi achiyagbiya gimel tvachim. Remeir says just to go and dump it on the field in one place is prohibited because somebody will think, oh, I know what he's doing. Today he puts it all in this nice heap, and then tomorrow he's going to go and spread it out. He's going to take shovels and he's going to go and fertilize the entire field. No good. You know, if you want to do it, what you can do is show that you're making like a special storage area. How could you do that? Be mamik shloisha tvachim. First dig out 3 tvachim from the ground and then fill it up with the zevel. Oh, why would he go and dig in there? Oh, because he's using there as a storage place. Or yet shigbir gimu tvachim. Or in the middle of the field, let him go and build up one area and make like a shtickle platform and put the zevel on top of that. Then that's okay. That's permitted. What happens if he had already dug out some of it from before, like a tefach or two, and now during the Shmita year he wants to go and make and deepen it and carve out and dig out 3 tefachim? That's also permissible as long as you started already from before. You can go and be moisiv and make 3 tefachim and put in all the zevel, and that's all fine. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oiser achiyamik shloisha achiyagbiya shloisha oichiyitan al hasela. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, no. It's got to be now. Not that you already had from before. Could you hear me? Right now he's going to go and dig out the full three tefachim in front of everybody. They'll say, oh, if he's digging out three tefachim, or he's putting up this shtickle podium of three tefachim, this elevated platform, then everybody will see, I know what he's doing, he's putting zevel there, not to go and fertilize the ground, but just to leave it there in storage. Or I cheat on some, I have another eitzah. If you have a big, big boulder, like you have here in the Riverside Park, this big boulder, and you dump on a zevel, nothing's going to grow out of this boulder, I can assure you, even after 100 years, because fertilizer fertilizes ground, earth, and not boulders. So you can do that as well. Anyway, what do I see from the Reblos Ben Azariah? That you are allowed to go and be mamik, dig out the three tvachim. Didn't Reblos Ben Azariah say in our Mishnah, ain't always in the Salmi, you're not allowed to dig out the Amma. And here you're saying you are allowed to. And Amemer said that the reason Reblos Ben Azariah in our Mishnah is because it's near Ka'oiver. So if that's the case, when I'm digging out the three tvachim, isn't that also near Ka'oiver? Why is that permissible? That was the steer of Lazar Mirzai, Lazar Mirzai. Every more of Zay Rabbah Bamam, Chadom Nisha Hamik, Chadom Zivloi Moichiach Olov. What means Shehamik? So Rashi says, Hamik, Koidum Lachain. That the Rablozer says that you're allowed to, is if he had already started from before, and now he's just continuing it. So everybody knows he's not being oider. Oh, yeah, of course, I remember, sure, there's been that whole theory for a while. I remember he started a few months ago, and he stopped working on it. Oh, so he's now just continuing on the work that he had started already from before. So that would be permissible. Or, the Gemara says, Zivon Mechir Chalav. What means Zivon Mechir Chalav? Since he has that big U-Haul truck full of all the zevel, and now he's digging out the three tefachim. I know why he's doing it. Not doing to be oider to do that malacha, which is aser. The reason why he's doing it, because he's preparing this place as a storage place for the zevel. Shteik Mishnah Masach, Nesem Mekul Kodesh, B'moyin, you're allowed to go and fix those things which are Mekul B'moyin inside the field. Now the question is, what things, what are you talking about? My Mekul Kelis, Omrev Abik, Shim Hoysa Amuka, Tefach mamida al shisha tefach. What happens if you have an either irrigation canal, even though irrigation canals are typically an amma long, an amma deep, an amma deep means six tefachim. In this case, unfortunately, the amma has over time become stuffed up with other stuff, and all you have now is the depth of one tefach. And you want to go and fix it so that it should go back to its original dimensions of six tefachim. Says the Mishnah, if it was at one time six tefachim, and it became a kukul, says Umar Abba, Shemhoisa Muka Tefach, now it's down to one, but it was originally six, Mamida al Shisha Tefachim. Then he's allowed to restore it to its original glory of the six tefachim and make it into a proper am. So the Gemara Pshita Chatzi Tefach Ashloisha Tvachim Kibbutzoy Over Ma Yeloi Klumu. Now the Gemara comes up with other types of variations to determine whether this is also good. This is similar to what we had in the beginning of Eilam Metzias, where it says if you have Kav Ba'ar Ba'amis, and then the Gemara says, okay, what happens if you have a Chutzi Kav in two Amis, and what happens if you have Kabayim in eight Amis? So you have a similar type of Gemara here. Yeah, exactly. So you have what we Chatzi Tefach Ashloisha Tvachim. It was originally three tefachim deep, and now it's only down to a chatzi tefach. So the amount of work that he has to do, relatively speaking, is minimal. Because in the case of the amuka tefach, he has to dig out five tefachim. We said that's fine. Here he only has to dig out two and a half tefachim, because chutzi tefach is still there, and he's going to go mimamin al shloisha tefachim, so only two and a half tefachim. But the Gemara says that's osur. Kivadli over ma'yele klamu. Three tefachim is goodish. To have a proper irrigation canal, it's got to be an amma deep. Three tvachim, it's a joke. It's goodish. And therefore, you're now going to do that tircha on cholamayim. What about fakert? Tvachayim, al shnei maser. It was originally 12 tvachim, that means it was a real deep irrigation canal, it's two ammas. And of the original 12, it's down to two tvachim. So what he wants to now dig out another 10. There, the katorach tircha yaseira. Avada also loyed. Avada, that's usher to go and dig out now 10 tefach, even though it's the same proportion. Like this was 1 to 6, it's now 2 to 12. Tefach said Avada, it's usher. Tefachayim al shiva mahu. What happens if it was originally 7 tefachim deep, deeper than your normal ava? So now it's 7 tefachim deep. And guess what? And you have 2 remaining. So you have to dig out five more. So the chayyim, that's the same as before. Hacha chamisha kamamik, vacha chamisha kamamik.
Just like the six and two to seven.
Exactly. What difference does it make? Or you don't make even the ikat tevach yaseira ikat tircha tvei. Maybe because you have one additional tefach, you have more tircha. Now, what does that mean? You have one more tefach, you have more tircha. So Rashi has two explanations. Number one, even though you're only digging out five more tefachim, but you got to bend over more because it's deeper. Here, if you're talking about six tefachim, okay, you bend over five. Now it's two tefachim deep, you have to do another five, that's down to seven. So therefore, you have to bend over that much more. Now, for us, maybe it doesn't sound so bad. Try it out at home. Afterwards, make an experiment, dig, and see if the landlord doesn't mind. Go and dig as long as you want. Go down to seven tefachim, see as it gets lower and lower, it gets harder and harder.
In China.
Exactly. So that's the Tirch Yaseir. Another reason, says Rashi, is the reason why it's a Tirch Yaseir, because since for a proper canal you only need six tefachim, once you have two, you only need four more. So if you're going to do five, that's a Tirch Yaseir. Why are you doing an extra one? Who needs it? Now, you want to do more? Be machmer after Yom Tov. But not drink Chol HaMoed, because it's going to make, it has to be seven, leave it at six. So that's the Tirch Yaseir. To Zimara, Teiku, we are not pushing that child. Abba Yishar Lebnei Bar Hamdach Lishchufei Nahara. Rabbi Yishar Lehu Lebnei Sakusa Lemichra Nahara Tmima. Rav Ashi Yishar Lehu Lebnei Masa Machasya Lagduchei Nahar Bornitz. All of these cases that the Gemara is giving are cases where things got stuffed up, and what you're doing is you're trying to free it from debris and to go and take out any pebbles or dirt or whatever that stuffed it up. So, for instance, the first case, Abai Shor Lebnei Bar Hamdoch, people from Hamdoch, Lishchufe Nahara, says Rashi, two lines from the bottom, Lakor Anfei Ilonois Hagdelim Benar. In the water you have branches of trees, very low-lying branches, they're in the tree, or the tree is coming out of the riverbed, coming up, and these branches are acting like a dam and not allowing the water to go and flow freely.
Beaver activity.
What is that? Last line of Rashi. Lefanois mekor hamayin shenista. Somehow debris got there where the spring opens up, where your sluice is, and now it's stuffed up. You'll have to remove that stuffed up portion. Ravashi was matel minimosim chasir lagduche nar burnitz. Nar burnitz is the name of a nahar, and Rashi is lafanish shirtoim she'emtsa nahar. Also some schmutz that was there in the middle of the nahar that was causing it to be stuffed up. So each one was matter. Why? Amar kim nishas b'nei rabim. It's not only you and me that use it, but the rabim is used. Rabim, don't be telling me. The Mishnah oisin kol tzorche rabim an cholam moyed. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zagim.